Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Here is a quick preview of our new podcast, Books the Podcast, available exclusively at our Patreon, tcgt.com/pledge or patreon.com/complete guide, depending on how much you want to type. It's a new show where every, probably like month-ish, we're going to swap off where one of us is going to read a book, explain it to the other person. We're going to put the books up ahead of time, the schedule, so you can read along if you'd like. If you don't want, that's fine too. I'm not reading along with The Great Gatsby. Tim's reading it, telling me about it.
Yeah, so this is the first episode. Subsequent ones will be on Patreon, so check that out. I know what you're thinking. Complete guide in the middle of the week? What's going on here? You'll get your same episode next week and everything, right?
Right. No, this is it. This is the final episode of the complete guide to everything. It's just a plug for our Patreon.
No, we'll be back in a couple days with a new episode. But listen to this for now, and then if you like it, go check out Patreon.
Books the Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Books the Podcast. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom. Are you always going to say hello like that on Books the Podcast?
Well, what did I say?
You said like, hello.
Hello, yeah, because it's regal, Tom.
Yeah, all right, well, it's a very regal way of saying hello.
Tom, we got to kick this thing off with some chutzpah.
Yeah, we also got to keep it down. We're in a library.
Yeah. Imagine there was some evil or some just like persnickety librarian that was like giving us the eye the whole time.
Yeah,
we're just talking about books, lady.
Imagine
just
there's some asshole librarian that was like, "No, recording podcasts in here."
And we're
like,
"It's a podcast about books."
Yeah,
for fuck's
we're trying
sake, lady.
To help you.
Jeez.
Yeah, you try and do somebody a favor.
This lady is a real persnickety. What?
Use that word twice now.
Yeah, I know. I'm using this show to build my vocabulary. You know what? I think I don't have one prepared for this week, but I'll prepare one for next week. A word in the book that I did not know the definition of.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I came across a couple of them in this book.
And what'd you do? You skipped them over?
Yeah, I burned the book.
He said, "This one that probably means very."
And I said, "This is too hard. I'm just gonna burn the book and read the cliff notes to Tom."
Well, at the very least, rip that page out and eat it, so you can teach that word who's boss.
So we're talking about every week on
Books the Podcast.
One of us will explain a book. Actually, it'll be over several weeks.
Right, depending on the length of the book.
Yeah. So we're covering at this point. You're catching us at the beginning of The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
By fuck Scott Fitzgerald.
No, that F stands for Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitzgerald, Scott Fitzgerald, huh? Yeah. I can see why he shortened it. It'd be confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't tell if he's coming or going.
I would have liked Fitzgerald S. Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do the first two chapters. I'm reading it, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read The Great Gatsby?
No. I don't know anything about it other than Leonardo DiCaprio's in it.
What?
Leonardo DiCaprio's in it.
Oh, yeah. They did make a...
Yeah.
Who was that? Baz Luhrmann?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the one I'm going to watch eventually, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch a movie at the end for the last episode.
And you're gonna
movie
tell
of my me. Choice. I'm thinking of just watching Black Panther again.
I tried to watch Black Panther last night. Tom.
Yeah, you said you fell asleep like a fucking dope.
Yeah, I was tired.
Yeah.
I can't watch a movie in my home.
You also, I think you're probably like me. I mean, I love Black Panther, but you seem like me where like I don't like movies about royalty, even if it's like made up.
Yeah.
Like I quickly get like, oh, all right, so there's like a king and a queen and a prince. Oh, I can't keep track of all this. Who's the other guy? He's an heir to the throne. Wake me up when it's over.
Yeah, not into it.
But I mean, to be fair, the Kingdom of Wakanda is a very interesting idea. And they keep like all the king stuff pretty simple. There's not like other like, oh, but then they married this
How
family
the
from
hell
another
are we
kingdom.
Talking about Marvel movies.
Ah, God, yeah.
Tom, we're here to expand our minds a little bit.
Yeah.
I told a few people that I had read this book in high school for summer reading. You know how you could read books off of a list in the summer and then you'd get like points for it when you
Or sometimes you would have to read like at least a one or two off a list.
Yeah. And they'd give you a list of like 25 books. And it was
sometimes
like,
I feel like it was even more. It was like 100 books. They were like, look, we don't care what you just read. Just read
do
something.
Something. 3 months.
Just don't let
like,
your brain atrophy completely.
And I read the because you had to do like a little quiz when you got back
to
school about it.
Right, to make sure you read it.
I read the Cliff's Notes for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for years, I told people it was my favorite book. People would be like, what's the favorite book you ever read? I was like, definitely The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
So you don't know anything about The Great Gatsby?
It takes place during the Roaring Twenties, right?
The Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, and it's about like a rich guy, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Well, Jay Gatsby. But guess what, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
The audacity of this Scott Fitzgerald guy.
Yeah. Well, he's given his character a name with an initial.
No. It's J-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
But guess what? You wouldn't know it from the first two chapters of this book.
Because
This Gatsby guy isn't anywhere to be friggin' found.
Oh, false advertising.
It's all about this other guy, Tom. He names the book The Great Gatsby. It's about this guy named Nick Carraway.
Who is that, like an old crooner?
No, he's like he's a youngin' from Minnesota.
How young?
Early 20s, mid-20s.
Okay.
But guess what? Mm-hmm. He fought in the Great War.
World War One.
Yeah, but in the book they call it the Great War.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, so the big one.
The big one. Because they didn't even know about the...
Yeah, they didn't know yet. They weren't calling World War One World War One anymore, because that would have put a hex on it.
When Nick Bad Carraway luck. Talks about how he came back from the Great War, I'm like, you dick. The second one was so much bigger than that.
Oh, I thought you were calling him a dick. You thought you were accusing him of like stolen valor. Like, you didn't fight in World War II. It didn't even happen yet.
Oh, that too. I don't know, Tom. And this is my vow to you.
Some people fought in both.
World War One and Two?
Yeah,
and I don't know. That very well may happen to Nick Carraway. Yeah. I only know as much as you know. Or as much I'm not reading ahead is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So look, we're on the same page here. I'm not gonna be like, but what you don't know is you're gonna be surprised in a few weeks, right? I'm just gonna be up front with you, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm very lazy. So this guy, Nick Carraway, comes back from the Great War.
Uh-huh.
What he thinks is the Great War.
Yeah.
He thinks he's part of the greatest generation. And he comes back and
it's
the Roaring Twenties, Tom.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, fuck Minnesota. I'm not going to stay in Minnesota.
Yeah, there are hardly any flappers here.
Yeah. I'm going to go be in the Bond business.
James Bond.
No, it's not a spy novel.
Oh.
Tom, do you know the beginning of this book?
No. I told you I don't know anything.
In my younger and more vulnerable years,
mm-hmm.
my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had.
Oh.
This guy's talking about privilege. He's Nick Carraway is a classic soy boy.
I thought maybe the advice would be something like, you know, if you're going on a big car ride, you know, make sure you go to the bathroom before you start.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to turn that over in your mind so much.
No, it kind of makes sense right away.
Now, this guy is like, my daddy told me to check my privilege.
Yeah.
Well, which he, I guess is, he seems like a good man.
Is Nick rich?
You know what? He goes into the bond market, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's rich. All right. So he has to get a roommate.
Okay. So he can't be that rich.
But then the roommate bails.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, and so I kept the house anyway.
Oh, so then maybe he is.
And he also had somebody come in to, he had an old Dodge and a Finnish woman who made his bed and cooked breakfast and muttered Finnish wisdom to herself over the electric stove. So he's got like a housekeeper.
Yeah, and I don't even have an electric stove.
So he moves to, guess what, Tom? Well, yeah. I was thinking about how dangerous gas stoves are.
Right, like, I'd love to have an electric stove.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Also, I pay $20 a month for freaking gas. I don't use that much gas.
What the hell?
Yeah. They just have like a minimum gas fee.
Like gas leak in
No,
here?
They just have like a minimum fee.
I'd look into that, man.
Yeah, I should look into that. Jesus. The people before me in this apartment had the gas turned off, and now I understand why.
All right. So this kid's like, I'm going to move from Minnesota. I'm going to work in the bond market. He just decides, like, I'm going to be a bond salesman.
Uh-huh.
You can just do that and just be like, okay, I'm going to go. Bye. No. He gets his house, and he's like, I'm going to stay on Long Island.
Nice.
It's where we're from, Todd.
Right. He probably didn't even know that yet.
No, because this is back when Long Island was just for rich people.
Yeah, and farms.
And so there's this place called West Egg.
Mm-hmm.
And this place called, and then there's like a bay mm-hmm. or like water or something, and there's East Egg, and West Egg is where all the richies live.
Yeah,
and then East Egg is where like kind of like pretty rich people live.
Is Egg just a word for Hamptons? Are these supposed to be the
no,
Hamptons?
No, they're like the North Shore. Like,
are they still there? Where are they called now?
I think it's kind of fictionalized. I think it's like Northport.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You remember when we used to, we recorded a couple episodes of a podcast in Northport?
Yes.
It's like that.
Yeah. I have family that lives in Northport, so watch your mouth.
Okay. But like Nick Carraway can't afford like a big mansion. He's got like this little like tiny house in between all these mansions, and his next door neighbor he hears is this guy Gatsby, but he's never seen him.
Yeah.
But get this, he's got this second cousin, I think, and she's this lady, and she's married to this man.
All
right. Right?
What's this? So far, this isn't that incredible.
It's just his cousin.
Okay.
Her name is Daisy, and she's married to this this piece of crap called Tom.
Hey.
Tom Buchanan.
Look, don't, put stuff on this character just because his name's Tom.
No, he's a racist. Oh. And also like you.
Not a racist.
He talks about how black people are inferior.
Well, come on. That's not something I'd ever say.
I mean, he's got the same name. The name fits. So much of this this book is just really rich people getting drunk and just being shitty and doing nothing.
Cool.
So, this guy, Nick Carraway, he's like, hey, my cousin lives over in East Egg. I'm staying here in West Egg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go hang out with Daisy and her husband.
See how the other half lives.
And they're just sitting around all day. There's this other lady there, a golfer, who's like really rich and boring.
Yeah.
She's just hanging out with Daisy. Her name is Jordan Baker.
Okay.
And Jordan and Daisy are just like getting drunk in the sun.
Like day drunk?
Yeah, getting day drunk. And this Tom Buchanan is talking about how black people are inferior. They go away for a minute, like Tom and Nick. And Tom's like, oh, you got to meet this my mistress. Yeah. My mistress is great. And meanwhile, he's married to this guy, Nick Carraway's cousin.
Yeah, he's probably like, hey, you're supposed to be in love with my cousin.
Yeah, but then Nick Carraway goes out there and then Daisy starts flirting with him, her cousin.
Oh, okay. It's that kind of
a
book.
Yeah, and then it's weird. And then he goes home and he's like, I got real drunk and like,
So that guy thinks just because his cousin's husband is having a mistress that that opens the door up for him to have sex with his cousin.
Yeah. But then Tom's like, oh no, the Jordan, the golfer, the professional golf lady.
Yeah.
We want you to be with her.
Oh, okay.
And then Nick was like, okay, well, I'm going to go home. And then he goes home.
Yeah.
And he
how does he get home? He swims across the bay?
I don't know. I think he drives. Everybody's always driving drunk in this book, too.
Yeah. Well, like, cars back then were on, like, wagon wheels and shit. Like, he was fine.
Yeah. So he got home, and then he sees a figure.
I mean, it probably wasn't fun. The cars are probably, like, very hard to handle.
Yeah, but, like, they probably got up to, like, oh, watch out. I got her up to 11 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's back when they thought if you got up to 50 miles an hour, your face would peel off.
So, chapter one ends. He gets home,
mm-hmm.
and then he sees what we assume is Gatsby.
Yeah.
The Great. Gatsby the Great, they call him,
okay.
Looking across the water at a green light.
Okay.
And it's symbolism for UFO? Something, I think. I don't know.
It's money.
Hopefully. It's either money or a UFO or
yeah,
maybe just a boat.
Okay. Yeah, I guess boat probably makes the most sense.
Might be Kermit the Frog's boat.
Right. And he's standing in front of the light, yeah. Making it glow green.
Yeah. All right, and then a little bit later, like mm-hmm. a few days later, that guy Tom Buchanan, Nick's cousin's wife.
Husband.
Husband. Yeah. He's like, hey, come with me. We're going to go on the train. We're going to get lunch, and they get drunk at lunch. And he's like, we're going to go to the city. But yeah. First they stop at this really run-down mechanic.
Okay, and he's supposed to be trading bonds this whole time?
I think it's the weekend at this point.
Oh, okay.
He's there for the summer. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
They stop, and there's this mean mechanic guy, and he's got this kind of voluptuous wife. Voluptuous implies what?
A busty.
Yeah, but like attractive also?
Yeah, like an hourglass figure.
Yeah. It's this guy Wilson. His wife is Myrtle.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like an attractive woman.
Yeah, and she's stocky, not voluptuous. Stocky.
Okay, stocky is a very different type of description.
And it turns out that this is Tom's mistress.
Oh, he's into stocky
and
women.
He's really mean to Myrtle's husband.
Oh, she's got his mistress has a husband.
Yeah, they're
what a tangled web they weave.
And then he's like, come on, we're getting on the train. So Myrtle lies and tells her husband she's going like upstate to visit her sister. They all go to the city together,
yeah.
New York City. They go to some rich person's penthouse,
okay.
And there's these other rich, boring people there, and everybody just gets hammered, and this guy Nick didn't want to go in the first place, Nick Carraway.
Yeah, he just wanted to trade bonds.
Yeah, or I think he was just kind of like, I wanted to just kind of like... Sit. I had a nice house on the water. I just wanted to like sit around and do nothing.
Yeah, relax. Take a load off.
I got day drunk with my cousin's husband and his mistress, who were both awful people. And then there were these two other awful people, who were all of them too rich to know what to do with themselves, and they got debilitatingly drunk. And then he just went home. And that's chapter two of The Great Gatsby.
None of my cousins have husbands. I'm glad.
I would hate to have husbands.
I only have two female cousins, and the older one is married, but she's a lesbian, so she doesn't have a husband. I would not like being stuck with a cousin's husband. That just sounds like the worst.
Especially one that's like bragging about, like, "Hey, you got to meet my mistress."
Stocky woman. Having an affair with.
Yeah, and she's also really mean and dumb.
Yeah. And presumably, this guy's got a hot cousin because he's flirting with her, right?
Yeah, Daisy is very attractive.
Yeah,
describe her. There's a picture of her in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a blonde bombshell.
There's a centerfold of her in the book. There's a nice fold-out section where you can see Nick's cousin.
Weird about this book, Tom?
Yeah.
I went to McNally Jackson, the bookstore in the city.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got to buy a copy of The Great Gatsby. I went to the F. Scott Fitzgerald, and there's a, like, hey, there's a fake book there.
Right.
Amongst the real books. And it says, if you want an F. Scott Fitzgerald book, go to the front counter and ask for it. So I had to ask the lady at the front counter, and I wasn't sure if it was like, do you think like teens steal that book?
It?
Because like it's like summer reading.
Yeah, like I can't imagine that, like, they would steal it in the volume that they hide it behind the,
like,
counter.
Like The Great Gatsby isn't like freaking like Catcher in the Rye, where it's like, hey, you know, teens steal this book because it's cool.
Yeah, maybe they put you on a list. They're reporting you to the government.
I don't know. I don't see what's wrong with the Great Gatsby. It's the great American novel, Tom.
Yeah. Did they have other F. Scott Fitzgerald books there?
I didn't ask. I don't know. He wrote Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah.
But I think that was a short story?
I
don't know anything about F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, it was short-ish. I think it was published standalone, but it was short. I mean, Great Gatsby is pretty short, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I just described is a whole book.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like it's too short, to be
honest.
You would think it doesn't sound like a complete
Gatsby
story.
Gatsby would be in it more than just the one time
he's
looking across,
like, clamoring around upstairs or whatever. Yeah. Wow. Well, boy.
Hopefully this guy makes an appearance soon.
Yeah.
Because so far, no one in this book is all that great.
You think maybe he's going to hold off till the end? The last scene will be him coming out and going, it's me. The Gatsby the Great was the Great Gatsby all along, and then, none of you saw through my ruse.
And then somebody would be like, oh my God, a talking dog. And that's the twist.
The end. And now at this point, the book's going to be a disappointment, unless it ends that way.
Man, yeah, if the Great Gatsby didn't appear to the last page, it turns out he was a golden retriever in a tuxedo.
No. You know what? There aren't any books that are classics where they have like a funny twist ending.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't really read any of the classics.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine I've read a few, but like you never hear about like, this classic, I won't give it away, but there's a funny twist ending. All right, I will give it away. The twist ending is the main character, the one that's on the cover of the book. You find out at the end he was a dog all along.
Romeo and Juliet kind of has a funny twist ending.
Oh, that they kill each other? They
no,
kill themselves?
No, he took the stuff. One of them took the stuff to make the other, to only appear
right
dead. Right? He made
yeah, that's not funny. It's tragic.
It's kind of funny when you think about it. It's like, oh, it's all just a big misunderstanding.
Well, it would be funny if another character came out at the end and went, wow, what a big misunderstanding.
Doesn't that happen?
I think so.
Big misunderstanding for our two star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's all, folks.
That's how every Shakespeare play ends.
Yeah, how else do people know when it's over?
I don't know. Friggin' Dickens must have had a funny twist at the end.
Of Oliver Twist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Turns out his name wasn't Oliver at all.
No. It was Olive.
It's a lady.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
The crying game.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. I'd still prefer the twist at the end to be a dog.
Yeah. Well, hey, holding out hope for the Great Gatsby.
Hey, we don't know. Neither of us have read it. Maybe that is going
to
be the case.
I think even in an online dating profile, I cited this. So, like, it wasn't that, you know, it was within, like, the last 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, they would have mentioned that in the Cliff's Notes even, I think.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to spoil it.
That's true. Like,
I don't
you
think
might
I would
read
have passed
one day.
That short quiz I had to take. The summer reading quiz.
Mm.
I think it would have come up like, and what is the Great Gatsby?
A dog.
Yeah, it's not. You don't know that.
I remember as a kid like reading a few Cliff's Notes. Where at the end I was like, that sounded pretty good. Wish I had read it. But also like, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I have school at 7 a.m. There's no time now.
I mean, yeah, I regret now not reading all those books, but yeah, I think at the time, too.
I only read Cliff's Notes out of, like, pure desperation and panic of, like, there are not enough physical hours between now and when I'm expected to have been done reading the book to possibly finish the book at this point.
You want to know something else, Tom?
What?
This book was a dang flop. People didn't like it when it came out.
Yeah, probably because they were expecting a big twist ending that never came.
Yeah, but you know how it got big? Not by wishing on a Zoltar machine, World War II,
uh-huh.
The army bought a bunch of copies of it and just like gave it to everybody and all the troops, you know, gotta respect them, and they liked it, so.
And they were able to get past the fact that they talk about the big war, and they're like, oh boy, you should see the one we're in now.
I think they did that to you know, be like, can you believe this guy? So that war was big.
So you're saying they gave it to the troops as comic relief?
Yeah.
Boy, I know you boys have seen a lot of fresh hell the past few weeks, but check this book out. This guy thought he was in the big war.
I mean, also, like, that's probably not the best thing. Like, you guys seen a lot of fresh hell. Read this book about all these just rich pieces of shit just getting drunk and doing nothing all day.
So you can remember what you're fighting for back home.
Yeah, imagine like there were troops that are currently deployed.
Yeah.
And like they listened to this podcast and they'd be like, this is what we're fighting for? This is what people are doing with what we're...
I would like this show to be on Armed Forces Radio. Yeah, it is bolster the troops.
Yeah. Hey, bring them home safe is what I say.
Yeah. So they can listen to more.
And this has been the first installment of Books the Podcast, a Patreon exclusive. Hey, check out the schedule on Patreon. We want you to read along, right?
I mean, you can if you want to. Don't feel obligated. I'm not doing it.
Comment in Patreon about your theories of what breed of dog the Great Gatsby is going to be revealed as.
Yeah. I'm open like a bloodhound.
That's kind of cute.
Like a real like floppy face.
I'm thinking more of like a wishbone kind of terrier.
I'm thinking bloodhound, and at the end of it, zoom in on his face, it says in the book, and he goes, oh dear.
So I want this to end. I'm 100% on board. You're right. It'll be a letdown if it doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, check out that schedule. Read along. Comment. Do all the things.
Thank you for supporting our new endeavor.
You're all
lovely people.
We
endeavor to make it entertaining and educating.
Goodbye, everybody.